Welcome. In this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, you'll learn how to layer a DJ Markey style detuned chord for that timeless roller momentum. We'll build a warm, slightly detuned chord stack, keep the low end tight for drum and bass, add subtle motion and tempo synced echoes, and sidechain the whole stack to the kick so it breathes in a 174 BPM groove. Everything uses stock Live 12 devices. Lesson overview. Start by setting the live tempo to 174 BPM. Create an empty set and make a group track called Chords. We'll build two main tracks, a primary wavy-double pad and a slightly detuned stereo layer. Clean the low end and mono it below roughly 120 Hz. Add slow filter motion and dotted delays for roller movement, and sidechain the chord group to the kick for that pumping feel. Create the main chord. Track 1, insert a MIDI track and load wavy-double. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip and draw a compact, jazzy voicing, for example CM9, C2, EB3, G3, BB3, D4. Keep the root in the low octave and extensions in the upper range so the sub stays clean. Start with these wavy-double settings: oscillator 1, classic saw, unison 3 voices, detune around 0.06-0.08. Oscillator 2, a soft sine or triangle set low to reinforce the low mids. Filter, MG low 12 low pass, cutoff near 1.62 kHz, low resonance. Filter envelope, small positive amount, around 0.05-0.12. Set global voices to 4-6. Poly voicing, amp adser, a small attack 10-30 ms, sustain so the chord holds, and release around 400-700 ms for smooth tails. Add subtle motion with an LFO, route LFO 1 to the filter cutoff, rate between 0.15 and 0.35 Hz, and a small amount so the pad breathes slowly. Create the detuned stereo layer. Track 2, duplicate the wavy-double track, name it detune layer, and use the same MIDI clips so everything stays in sync. You have two valid approaches. Use a single detuned copy and micro detune it by about +7 cents using the clip detune box or oscillator detune. Or create two detuned copies for a wider stereo image. One detuned -7 cents pan 60L. The other +9 cents pan 60R. Slight asymmetry sounds more natural. Brighten this layer a bit at high harmonics or a touch of noise, and shorten the release to around 200-400 ms so it adds movement on chord changes. Processing chain. Per layer, use this recommended order and tweak by ear. 1. EQ8 high pass at 120 Hz, 24 dB/oct, to remove sub conflict with bass and kick. 2. EQ8 notch 200-400 Hz where it's muddy, -2 to -4 dB as needed. 3. Chorus or chorus ensemble. Rate 0.2-0.6 Hz with a small amount for stereo modulation. 4. Saturator. Drive to 4 dB in soft sine for warmth. Trim output gain. 5. Blue compressor. Ratio around 2:1. Attack 10 ms. Release 0.2-0.5 s to blue dynamics. 6. Utility. Set width for the main pad to about 90-100%. For detuned stereo layers, you can push width wider, but be careful with low frequencies. Reverb and delay. Use returns. Create two return tracks. Return A, hybrid reverb set to a plate-like sound with 10-30 ms pre-delay, decay 1.2-2.0 s, and keep the reverb return dry/wet around 20-30%. High pass the reverb return at roughly 600 Hz to avoid muddy lows. Return B, echo sync to dotted 1/8-3/16, feedback 20-35%, low cut at 800 Hz, wet on the return around 15-25%. Send the chord tracks to taste. A starting point is equals 15% and B equals 10%. The dotted delay gives rhythmic slap that helps the roller momentum. Low end management and mono below tilde 120 Hz. Keep the sub and kick clear by removing low energy from the chord stack and monoing that low band. A practical method: build an instrument rack with two chains split at 120 Hz, a low chain with a low pass at 120 Hz and utility set to mono, and a high chain with a high pass at 120 Hz left stereo. This preserves width above 120 Hz and forces mono below. Alternatively, use a Q8HP at 120 Hz followed by a low chain routed to a utility set to mono. Sidechain the chords to the kick. Create a dedicated kick track on the chord group or bus. Insert compressor and enable the sidechain input from the kick. Suggested settings. Ratio around 3:1. Attack very fast 0.53 ms. Release 80-140 ms. threshold set so you get roughly 360 dB of gain reduction on each kick hit. This creates a breathing, rolling motion that sits inside a 170-175 BPM drum and bass groove. Final balancing and automation level match the layers so the detuned copy adds width without overpowering the main pad. Use utility gain or track volume. Automate the wavy-dable filter cutoff or LFO amount slowly across 8/16 bars to avoid a static sound. Small automations at phrase changes keep momentum timeless. If you use two detuned layers, turn one off now and then to create variation. Common mistakes and quick fixes: too much low end on chords, HB at 100-148C, and mono the low band. Over detuning, don't exceed about plus or minus 312 cents per layer. Too much makes things sound out of tune. Excessive reverb on fast DNB. Keep decay moderate and high, cut the reverb return. Overly aggressive or slow sidechain. Aim for 36 dB of ducking and tweak release for groove. Wide low frequencies. Always keep the sub mono with utility or a low slash high split. Pro tips: use two asymmetrically detuned layers panned left and right for natural chorus, slightly different sense, create pleasant beating. Resample the stacked chord to a single audio clip once settled to save CPU and make DJ-friendly loops. Slightly nudge the timing of one detuned layer by 110 ms for groove enhancement. Use extended chords like 9THS and 11THS for that marquee jazzy vibe, but keep voicings tight. Map macros on an audio effect rack to control width, detune spread, motion amount, and sub presence for quick performance control. Mini practice exercise, 20-30 minutes 1. Set project to 174 BPM. 2. Create a 2-bar CM9 and wavy-dable on track A. Apply HP at 120 HC, a touch of saturator and glue compressor. 3. Duplicate to track B. Detune track B by plus 7 cents and pan plus 60R. Optionally make a third copy detuned minus 8 cents and pan minus 60L. 4. Send both to hybrid reverb short plate and echo dotted 1/8. Put a sidechain compressor on the chord group routed to a kick sample and set it to duck about 4 dB on each kick. 5. Export an 8-bar loop and listen for clear kick and bass space, a moving chord body and stereo width, without low-end artifacts. Recap: you've built a primary wavy-dable pad and a slightly detuned stereo layer, cleaned and mono the low end, added slow filter LFO and tempo sync delay for motion, and sidechained the chord group to the kick. Keep detune subtle, protect the sub, use returns for consistent space, and automate small changes to maintain timeless roller momentum. Quick closing notes: why this works and workflow shortcuts. Micro detune and asymmetric panning create natural chorus and slow beating that reads as width without obvious modulation plugins. HPing and monoing below 100-140 HC preserves kick and sub clarity. That's the most important mixing decision here. For fast recall, build an audio effect rack template with low and high chains, useful macros for detune, width, reverb sends and sidechain amount, and save it as a preset. When you're happy with a stack, resample or freeze tracks to save CPU and to create DJ-friendly audio loops. That's it. Follow these steps, tweak by ear, and you'll have a lush, breathing chord bed that locks into a roller groove. Enjoy building your next DJ roller.